The U.S. House is taking the next step toward impeaching President Trump. Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced this morning the House will draft formal articles of impeachment, accusing Trump of abusing the powers of his office to advance his own political gain. A vote in the full House could come before Christmas, sending the issue to the Senate. To find out more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with Southern California Congressman Adam Schiff, who is chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. Thanks very much for talking to us today. Will you testify in the Senate trial?
No, I'm not a witness. The question is, I guess, whether I'll be one of the managers, and that's not an issue we've really had time to discuss because we, up until recently, hadn't even made the decision to bring forward articles. Now, that has changed as of this morning. The Judiciary Committee will be charged with bringing up articles for consideration. On Monday of next week, we'll have our staff counsel from the Intelligence Committee, Dan Goldman, present the report and answer questions, but then there'll be a debate in the Judiciary Committee, and if it approves articles, those will go to the full House floor, and if those are approved, it will go to a trial in the Senate.
How will your committee handle additional facts if they emerge?
We may make additional reports to the Judiciary Committee, or if articles are returned by the House, then whatever additional information we find in our investigation will go into the Senate trial. It's also very possible that witnesses that have been unavailable to us in the House will become available in a Senate trial, and documents that we weren't able to get, we may also be able to get in a Senate trial because ultimately we will seek that information, and it may go to the Chief Justice, who will preside as to whether to enforce those subpoenas.
So Senate Republicans have made it clear they consider this all dead on arrival. Does that dissuade you at all from the process you've begun?
My feeling is that if the Republicans decide to relinquish their duty, it doesn't relieve us of our obligation to do our own. And what made me go from being a great skeptic of moving down the road towards impeachment to believing that it was a necessity was really two things. One was the magnitude of the president's wrongdoing, the effort to bribe Ukraine with hundreds of millions of dollars of taxpayer-funded military assistance to get this help in his reelection campaign. But it was also the fact that the day after Bob Mueller testified, the day after Donald Trump felt he had dodged a bullet in the Mueller investigation, he was back on the phone with the president of Ukraine seeking that nation's help in his next election. And that tells me this is a president who believes he's above the law.
So what happens also now with Devin Nunes? Is the House going to proceed in investigating him and reports of his trips overseas?
That's obviously a serious concern. If while the president was seeking dirt on the Bidens and using taxpayer money to try to achieve it, if a member of Congress was using taxpayer funds on a trip to Europe to try to obtain the same kind of dirt, I don't know that that's the case. That's certainly an allegation. We are looking at, first and foremost, at the president's conduct. It may be an issue for the Ethics Committee if a member of Congress was involved in that, but we're trying to keep our focus on the president's conduct and those that were facilitating his scheme.
Appreciate your time. Thanks very much. That's Southern California Congressman Adam Schiff, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee.